This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another hour of sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I do appreciate, so much appreciate the time that you spend with me, the time that you're involved in the conversation. Being involved in the conversation is a big deal, something you should do on a regular basis. And again, I do, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take a poll. We have a live feed on Facebook. There's a gazillion ways for you to get involved in the conversation, for you to be part of the conversation. And I know we can be on Trump Watch if you want to, although that's boring as heck as far as I'm concerned. You know, everybody else is on Trump Watch. I don't want to be on Trump Watch too, also, whatever. English, she's not so good for me. But there's so many other things going on that you need to be aware of, you need to track, right? You want to be part of. Because these little losses that we have, these little things that happen, and they get away from us, we're screwed after that. Because then we end up playing catch-up. Why are we always in a defensive mode? We shouldn't be. We should not always be on defense. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. This one should outrage you to the point where you pick up the phone and just inundate this place with phone calls. A Marine's wife was ordered to remove an American flag from outside her Oceanside home. Now, this is Southern California. Oceanside is where, you know, a large group of Marines and I think we have a large Air Force group down there as well. And the wife of a Camp Pendleton Marine received a letter from her homeowners association earlier this week instructing her to remove an American flag from outside their home. Heather Valenti and her husband Stephen moved to Oceanside in April after he was transferred from a military base in Virginia. Right? And Valenti placed an American flag outside their condo in part to honor her spouse who was deployed. Isn't that cool? Wouldn't you want to do that for your spouse, male or female? Right? Seriously, come on, think about it. If your son, daughter, husband, wife was deployed, wouldn't you want to put a flag out? I mean, I wouldn't mind. We used to put ours up a lot more than we do now. Not that we're ashamed of it. But I'm hiding in the bunker. I don't want them to know where I'm at. I'm just saying. So anyway, but it's just one of those things where why is it problematic? Look, it's one thing if you got a 10x10 lawn and you have 321 flags on the lawn. Okay, I mean, really, seriously. Yeah, I'd have a problem with that only because the flags couldn't fly. It's not like, show me the flag. Put one flag, put three flags, even five flags if you want to, so they can at least stretch out and blow and be the pretty thing they're supposed to be. Not all bunched together because you're trying to show me how patriotic you are. Don't be that patriotic, tattoo one on your chest. Anyway, Valenti, you'd have to do it backwards, wouldn't you? So when you look at the mirror, you saw it forwards. See, you didn't know I could think that deep, huh? Anyway, Valenti places an American flag outside their condo in part to honor her spouse, who is deployed. The letter stated that she must remove the flag because it's located in a common landscape area. Now, in keeping with good management practices, the following requires your immediate attention. During a recent property inspection, a flag was noticed in the common area landscaping at your unit, which is in violation of Associate CC&R's page 6 of the Rules and Regulations states no property may be left or stored in a common area outside the resident. I don't think that's being stored and being placed. We're talking about an American flag here. Don't you think the spirit of the... This is where people get away from stuff. Now, see, some little communist wacko decided, oh, we can't have an American flag. No, get it off the lawn. Yes. I'm serious. Yeah, right. No, not going to happen. Anyhow, so no property may be left or stored in the common area outside any residence. Please remove the flag from the common area landscaping immediately. Failure to comply will result in further action by the board of directors. What are they going to do, burn the flag? I mean, seriously. She went on to say, well, my husband overseas, this is important to us. We're Americans. It's not offensive to anybody. It's not hurting anybody. It's not doing anything. I agree with everything she said. She questioned why the HOA hasn't done anything about other neighbors who are displaying items, such as security alarm signs and a flag with an image of a pineapple. Yeah, I never got those flags. People put up these weird flags that have different colors, and they're kind of, I don't know, they're all over the place. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow. Well, yeah, decoration. But there's no meaning to the decoration? What does a pineapple flag mean? I don't know. Anyway. She says, I just feel like I'm being targeted, Valenti said. There are other people in this community that have other things up in the same exact spot, and I haven't seen them taken down. And there's been no consequences. Okay, so now I'm really with her. We can have the old holy pineapple flag up, but we can't have an American flag? She says, I don't want to be fined, so if I do take it down, I'd like to have everybody take down their stuff. The HOA Curtis Management Company did not return the local news station's phone call. Of course they didn't. They're a bunch of cowards. Come on, think about it. Right? As long as it's decorative, it's okay. Because the American flag, you know, it is controversial, you know. Don't you know that? Irritating as heck. Gotta tell you. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more after the break. Obama's blaming the Dem losses. Oh, no, you're gonna have to come back to find out. He won't take responsibility for anything. Nothing is that man's fault. Would you love to be as perfect as him? Let me go throw up. I'll be right back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to the Real Side.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit portable SolarSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with Manadu. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Always, always, always. Love swing music. Don't you like swing music? I mean, that's music. Seriously. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I always, always, always appreciate the time that you have been spending with me. You should let your friends know about the show. Get them over here. And get them talking, yeah? Anyway, the after the break, we're going to have David Fisher pop on real quick. And he's giving away a Morgan silver coin. And all you got to do is make a phone call. It's free. So you get the coin for free. You make the phone call. I mean, come on. How much better does it get? Right? I mean, it's a free. I know some of us don't like free because we like working for what's ours, and I agree with you. I love working for what's mine, too. But I have sponsors that want to give stuff away. Right? I mean, it's not a hard sell. I don't bring hard sell. If some of you could tell me, somebody you called on this show, that you heard advertised on this show, and it was a hard sell, I will browbeat them online, I promise. Seriously, because I don't want any of that stuff going on. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. And you know what? You got to. Now that lady whose husband is fighting for us overseas. We've got to get involved in this stuff. You have to help these people out. I don't care. Maybe 25 of you need to stand on the lawn and tell them to have you arrested around the flag so they don't touch it. Anyway, you know, I've been beating on the Dems because they can't seem to find out why they lost. And to show you how immature and maybe off that they are, they're looking at everything but. I mean, Chuck Schumer thinks that the reason that Donald Trump won is because he won on Democrat principles. Now, why would a Democrat vote for a Republican that spews Democrat principles? Wouldn't you be concerned that person would go right back to the Republican way of thinking afterward? Are you that dumb? If you're a Democrat and you only want to vote for Democrat principles, why didn't they vote for Clinton? He never really addressed that. He also didn't address why there are 35 Republican governors. Couldn't figure that one out either. We can go on and on. I could do this all day. But Mr. Obama has yet been able to come up with a reason. He's been trying really hard, though. You know, he just came. I'll see if I can play this. It'd be even better. I think this was on Rolling Stone, or what Rolling Stone published, or what have you. And I always get a kick out of these guys because again, even with the cold hard truth, you cannot get them. You put like I said, put it in their hand. They won't say anything. They can't say anything. So President Obama has lashed out at Fox News at various times, but you know, all through his pregnancy, he's always been in pregnancy. Don't you feel like you've been pregnant for 8 years? Some of you women know exactly what I'm talking about. But Obama has lashed out at Fox News at various times throughout his presidency and has continued in the final. I mean, the guy's got a few weeks. He can take responsibility for nothing. The guy is amazing. Right? So he was asked by the Rolling Stone magazine, some of you know what that is, if he still believes that the U.S. is a progressive country following the election of Donald Trump. We were progressive? When were we progressive? Are we talking about progressive in the left, leaning left, thinking progressive? Or are we talking progressive as in we're doing better? I don't know which. So in an interview with Rolling Stone, Obama was asked if he still believes the U.S. is a progressive country following the election of Donald Trump. He pointed to Democrats' failure to reach working-class white voters, as he did in 08. No, Mr. Obama, I don't agree with you. I think you guys really did reach the working-class white voters. I think you really showed the working-class white voters what you were all about. I think you showed the working-class coal miners what you were all about, the energy workers, what you were all about. I think with all the regulations and everything else, not just coal, not just in the energy world, pretty much in everything. You're driving these small businesses out of business with Obamacare. No, I think you did a great job, and I want to thank you for that. You did a great job reaching out to the working class white voter. Why we have to break it down even that far, I don't know. In this election, he said, they turned out in huge numbers for Trump. And I think that part of it has to do with our inability, our failure to reach these voters effectively. Part of it is, drum roll please, right, Fox News. He said, because Fox News, now think about what he's saying here. I want you to really give some thought to what's spewing out of this man's mouth. He's talking about low IQ voters. He's talking about working class white people. And he says, part of it is Fox News is on in every bar. In every bar and restaurant in big chunks of the country. So apparently, you bar flies. Yeah, you big Fox News watchers. I mean, they've got the highest ratings of cable, and in some time slots, even higher ratings than all the other cable news combined. So apparently, all you bar flies, you're Fox News watchers. I guess we get the bar flies. What can I tell you? And restaurants. So what? I got to tell you something. I'm in California, and I haven't been to an establishment yet that I can recall that had Fox News up prevalent on every Fox Sports all over the place. Fox News, I can't find it. It's CNN, MSNBC, or Fox Sports. That's what I find in most of the places I go to. Then he went on to say, but Democrats are not working at a grassroots level. You know, being in there, showing up, making arguments. That part of the critique of the Democratic Party is accurate. He went on to say, we spend a lot of time focused on international policy and national policy and less time being on the ground. And when we're on the ground, we do well. This is why I won in Iowa. Yeah, but you got shellacked last time around. He must have forgot about that. Is the president drinking too much or something? He must have forgot all about that. Now, this comes after Obama in a sit-down with Bill Maher. Oh, you got to hear this one. We'll talk about this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Yeah, you older folks will know what that is.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thank you so much for being with me today. And I do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air. And I can tell by the smiles and the thing flying by. They like the song. See? You know, one of you guys, well, actually there were a couple of you, but one in particular kept poking me on all the 70s music. Let me help you out here. I'm 57 years old. All right? Do the math. I'm comfortable. I'm not comfortable with the disco stuff. I get, you know, Earth, Wind, and Fire to me is not quite disco. At least they have a full thing, you know, full compliment going on. But you know what? There's other shows. If you want to listen to Lawrence Welk, rejoins in music, I'm sure there's other guys that are doing that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me and commenting and that kind of stuff. Let's get to it, because I love some of these stories. I have to read them two or three times going, I can't be right. They can't be real. They can't be true. But it is. And, you know, we're talking about Mr. Oblamo. And the reason I call him Mr. Oblamo, first, I think I stole it from somebody else. But number two is nothing. The guy takes credit. You can't stick him with anything negative. He puts the blame on everybody else. If he thinks it's going right, if he thinks it's positive, if he thinks it's okay, then he takes it on himself. And even the whole gay marriage thing. I mean, if you were watching that, you know, it's really funny. Maybe some of us, and not that I'm any more special than any of you, but you get that little spidey tingle up the back of your neck. No, I say that because remember when Biden came out talking about, you know, having to support gay marriage or you know, he was evolving, rethinking, you know, coming out of his drunken stupor, whatever he was doing. He tested it as a speech, and it went over pretty well. And then it was interesting because a week or two later, Mr. Obama came out and talked about how he was evolving on gay marriage. Wasn't that good of him? After Joe tested the water, because he's such a coward. So I thought that was kind of funny. Hey, Rosemary from Florida, thanks for joining me. I always appreciate the time that you guys connect in, if you would. But I always love how they do this. They evolve, or devolve, just depends on how you look at it, depending on what's going on around them. And then his comment about we spent a lot of time focused on international policy and national policy and less time being on the ground. Right. Maybe you should have spent more time being on the ground. Maybe you should have spent more time listening to your constituents talking about how now they could no longer see their doctor and they couldn't go to their hospital and they couldn't afford the health care that you put in play, or they couldn't afford the affordable health care that you put up there. Okay, and that guess what, Mr. Obama? It was not the same cost as the cell phone bill every month, as you said in your many of your speeches. You lied. Now, I know some of you get upset when I say lie, because, you know, Joe, you don't know whether he lied or not. Yeah, well, see, I don't believe in misspeaking. And a guy like Obama, who really, 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 really couches, just breaks down every word he says so that he can have plausible deniability later, I don't believe he makes those kind of mistakes. He knew/knows exactly what he's saying. Now, these comments came out after Obama, in a sit-down with Bill Maher before the election, said that if I watched Fox News, I wouldn't vote for me either. Well, maybe you should watch more Fox News then. You'd at least get more truth. Reacting this morning on Fox and Friends, Herman Cain said, "It's sad that Obama doesn't want the American people to know the truth," criticizing the president for repeatedly trying to convince people not to watch Fox News. You know, here's a hypocrisy. This is what shows you that he has no grasp of reality, this man. Not Cain, Obama. Here he is telling you not to watch Fox News, that Fox News gives you misinformation, right? Again, how many hits off the crack pipe do you have to take to even think that that has validity? After seeing all those emails from WikiLeaks, after all those groups admitted to it, that all the other mainstream media is in the pocket of Hillary Clinton and the Democrats, would never say anything bad about the Democrats and or Hillary Clinton, after you've seen all of that, and that they're checking with the DNC, they're checking with Hillary to see what they can post and what they can't post, what they can print and can't print, what they can say and can't say. And he's actually got the spine to come out and say, Fox News is the one that's leading you in the wrong direction? And then he wonders why middle America thinks they're out of their minds. He wonders why they lost the election. Again, I told you guys, when I first started, even recently, I was very uncomfortable with people saying that liberalism was a sickness. I'm starting to believe it's true. You have to believe it's true. Look at the thing that has thrown me over the top is all the liberals that have gotten in line to worship, to be upset with the passing of Fidel Castro. There is none, absolutely no saving grace with this guy. I read an article and I didn't grab the link for it. You know this wonderful health care that they're talking about, right? You know you got to bring your own sheets and pillows to the hospital? There's a lot of things you have to bring. And I was joking with the person afterward. I said, hey, maybe they want you to feel more at home, right? You heal faster if you think you're at home in bed. It's crazy. It's just nuts. So again, I mean, you're looking at Mr. You look at what these people believe. Look what they believe to be truth. And if Mr. Obama, you know, everybody's talking about being worried about Trump having his finger on the nuclear button. If you haven't been worried, at least over the past 7 years after you've seen what Mr. Obama has done, then maybe you need psychiatric treatment. Maybe your meds aren't quite right. Think about that. I don't know if some of you heard, but Trump is going on a thank you tour. And I think it's on his dime. There you go. That should excite you in and of itself, shouldn't it? Because Mr. Obama actually spent all that money, all of your money and my money, all the tax money. Come on, think about it. He done all that, spent all that tax money campaigning for Hillary Clinton. And don't tell me the DNC paid for it. Because I'm not buying it. I want to see the receipts. I want to see the canceled checks. I want to make sure they actually went through the bank and not just mailed there and then burned. You know, the DNC didn't send it to the White House, so they got shredded and burned. This is, again, as I said to you before, and I very much believe it, this is getting out of hand, out of control, and I have to believe, I want to believe, that, what the heck's his name? Trump. I want to believe that Trump is going to turn this around. And like I said, you're already seen it. Look, the man's already been to work. If you don't think he's already been to work, look at all the meetings he's having. The meetings he's having with foreign dignitaries at Trump Tower, right? And everybody, and I love this, everybody complaining that it's going to cost the federal, the taxpayers, could cost, not going to, could cost the taxpayers up to $3 million a month for Trump Towers to be secure by the Secret Service. You had no problem with the tens of million dollars that he was spending traveling all around the place to go golfing and to meet people all across the country, but you're having trouble with Trump Towers being secured. Some of you have had trouble with, I can't believe that they're negotiating a lease. The Secret Service is negotiating a lease with the Trump Tower Management Company, and it's Trump's business. So what part of this do you have a problem with? He's already got the place rented out. He's got to move people out to make this happen. Now, what do you think, right? That, oh, breathe. I am breathing. Okay, and if they're negotiating the rent at the current going rate, what's the problem? I'm still confused. What's the problem? He's putting money in his pocket, whether it's the Secret Service or Joe's Fish Joint, the national food chain, on that floor above. They'd rather it be the Secret Service. And again, I say to you, I know $3 million a month could go to the vets. I've argued that point before. I agree. But rent is going to be paid somewhere. Money is going to go out somewhere for security. Joe Messina, your host. Yes, I know. I forgot. David Fisher will be up with us in the next hour. I mean, the next break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV4Life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air. Detox it.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
You get a shiver in the dark. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I very much do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And listen, be part of the conversation, seriously. Now, you know, I have David Fisher. He's usually on with me, and he does... I was unable to get a hold of him this morning, but I want you to hear what he has to say about gold and silver. And he's doing a giveaway. And it doesn't cost you anything. And some of you guys are pretty smart. I see what you write in the Facebook feed, so I know you have two IQ points to rub together. Why you wouldn't take advantage of this, I don't know. He won't give your information to the government, I promise. You have my word on that. Take a listen. David Fisher joined us, the CEO of Landmark Capital. David, I always have fun when you're on, but I always learn a lot when you're on. I got to tell you that much. So thanks for being with me.
Well, my pleasure, Joe, always being on your program.
We've got a lot of turmoil going on this week in the Fed, not just with the Fed, but with the stock market. Give us a quick overview of what's happening with the Federal Reserve and why everybody's so uptight.
Well, the Fed kind of speaks every day now. They're trying to bring stability to the market. Stanley Fisher, the vice president, no relationship to me, spoke here just a couple days ago, and he said that low interest rates makes the economy more vulnerable to adverse shocks, and that can put it into a recession. He said the limitation on monetary policy imposes by low trend interest rates, which he's describing what we're in, Joe, right now, reading more from his quote, could therefore lead to a longer and deeper recessions when the economy is hit by negative shocks. You know, we've had some negative shocks, Joe. We've had Brexit. We had what went on with the Chinese recession. We've had market turmoil as a result of those topics. We're going to have other topics in the future. And there is many people now saying that interest rates should have been raised a long time ago. Stanley Fisher is saying such too, and that he's saying the longer that we stay in this low interest rate environment, the worse the recovery will be. But unfortunately, the Fed's talking on both sides of the mouth. A report just came out moments ago before being on your program saying that the Fed is saying that we've had fairly good growth for 2016 and growth in 2017 will be much larger. But the problem with that is experts and economists are saying growth for 2017 is going to be less and we're going to have a huge stock market correction more than likely.
And it won't matter who's president, right?
No, it doesn't matter because we have a debt structure and we don't have stimulus. You know, now the Fed is saying let's stimulate through a thing called fiscal policy increase, which is either one of three things, another more quantitative easing or more government spending or forcing personal spending to stimulate the economy. But either way, one of those three things, they need money to stimulate the economy. Either it's going to come from the Fed, the government, or people.
Yeah, give us an update on Deutsche Bank and how that's affecting the markets across the world.
Well, Deutsche Bank is again in turmoil. They still haven't had the settlement of a $14 billion settlement by the Department of Justice against falsifying documents and, you know, what a lot of banks did in the 2008, bundling good loans with bad loans. But they also got caught in price fixing in silver. So for the people who are gold and silver bugs that have been saying, hey, we know that the feds or the banks and Goldman Sachs and et cetera, fill in the blank, have been manipulating downward pressures in the markets. Well, Deutsche Bank is paying $38 million for silver price fixing in a case that they lost. So it's not much money compared to what they did to the market. But that's one of Deutsche Bank's problems. The other one that's still lying over their head is the settlement. They don't have enough money to settle with the Department of Justice. There's hearsay where they're going to settle or not. And there's now this debate, are they going to pull up stakes from their U.S. Banking system and solely go back to just the European model. There's some are saying this is a great way of raising short-term cash. Others are saying, the CEO, John Kryon, is saying, we are not pulling out of America. This is the business model for Deutsche Bank. So they got to get cash from somewhere, otherwise they're going to go under because they only have a three-month burn ratio, according to Fox News.
Wow. And again, people don't realize how intertwined we are with other major banks across the country. Give us a quick overview. You know, the meltdown coming, we've been talking about this bail-in of yours for quite some time now. And I don't mean of yours, you know, but you've laid it out in plain simple English. You think it's going to hit us here?
I don't know if the bail-in is going to happen, but our country's moving towards the setting up for it to happen, and now nothing needs to be done from a legal stance because they already passed all the laws to do that called the Dodd-Frank Act. But something's going to trigger this, unfortunately. If we would have had these laws in place in 2007 when 2008 hit, we would have had a bail-in in our country just like the other 14 countries did in the last 6 years. So what the problem is that there's not enough money to get out of the world out of debt. I talked last week on your program about $152 trillion world global debt. Our government is $20 trillion. We start adding up the debt structure. There's not enough money to get out of debt. You can't get out of debt by creating more debt. It doesn't work. But that's what the Fed and the international banks are trying to do. So if Deutsche Bank goes under, putting it into perspective, Joe, they are $72 trillion of what you call derivative money, leveraged money, while Lehman Brothers that brought down the system in 2008 was $22 trillion. So they're significantly larger. Lehman Brothers had 208 subsidiaries or companies they work with financially that they're tied into directly. They couldn't unwind from the 208 companies fast enough, which is what brought down the system.
Wow.
And Deutsche Bank is 3,112 subsidiaries. So there's no way they can unwind. And this is why the IMF is saying they're the largest substantially underfunded bank that's systemically risk assets in the world.
Well, you're so excited. So what can Landmark Capital do to help? I mean, if people want to call, they want to get some information, want to know what they could do to kind of hedge their financial situation in about 2 minutes. Tell me what they can do.
Well, the fix is real easy, and this is an implication, an example why gold is up 22% year to date. And economists are coming out. Barclays just came out and saying we're going to have $1,400 gold here in the short term. The major person from HSBC Bank, James is his first name. His last name is not on the top of my tongue here, but I was reading his report saying we're now in a major bull market in gold. Now is the time to be buying gold, no matter if Hillary or Trump gets into office, we're going to have a movement in gold. So roll over a portion of your retirement, your 401k, your IRA, buy some metals outside of retirement. In your retirement, you can take physical possession. So if they fix the problem through a flipping of a switch called the bail-in, you have money off the table. If they don't do it that way and they devalue the currency, gold is the asset that gold rises in value. If they do it through inflation, which they're trying to do by raising rates, gold is the number one asset to hold during inflationary times. So very seldom does all roads point to gold or silver, but we're in that environment, unfortunately, right now.
You know, the David has been a longtime sponsor, supporter, and actually become a friend over a period of time. And pretty much everything he's predicted has happened. And I'm not saying he's got an inside track or he's the smartest guy on the planet. I'm sure there are others that do the same thing. I don't mean that. What I like about David, though, is they're not a hard seller. They don't force you. They don't tell you what a fool you are for not doing it or what have you. And I like that. But what he'll do if you call is 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. If you call them and you tell them you heard it on this show, they're going to send you a couple of white papers, right? Now, I don't like to say this because it sounds like I'm belittling the sponsor, but heck, you can throw the white papers away for intents and purposes. Because he's going to send you a silver coin, a free silver coin. Right? Again, you don't have to buy anything to get that. So give it a shot. Can't hurt you. Right? There it goes. 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Okay. What I usually do is in the next hour, we're going to take on some of these stories that you guys sent me either tonight or last night. And I want you to see some of the crazy stuff that's going on. There's a petition running around. They want conservative professor fired for mocking a social justice warrior. Now, they do it to us all the time, and that makes it okay. Or it is okay at that point. We do it to them, whole different animal. So they can't handle it. They can't handle any of the pushback. I am Joe Messina, your host. Head up to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Again, if you are on Facebook, you have to restart top of the hour. It's just the way they do it, just the way they force me to do it. You got to do a refresh, restart, whatever you do at the top of the hour on Facebook. You want to head over to my website, therealside.com. A lot going on there as well, including getting a copy of my book. Yeah, I'm going to keep pushing until we hit the million mark. Get a copy of the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. And it's a conversation, things that have been going on for the last 8 years, mostly. How we let PC take over or creep in. Some of the conversations we should be having at the dinner table. Conversations we should be having with our nieces, nephews, grandsons, granddaughters, and so on. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be involved in the conversation, go ahead, heat up your coffee. If you're not drinking coffee, heat up your tea. I don't know. Go get another cold beer, whatever it takes. We'll be back in a few minutes. You are listening to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network.